Hello, friends and folks, and welcome back to the Johto Quorum. This is the premier institution for the judgment and summary execution of Pokemon. If you have a Pokemon you want to die, you can submit a form 576A. You submit it through our offices, which are located in most downtown areas and major residential, regions. It should take, 4 to 6 business weeks for us to get back to you. But once it's time for the Pokemon to die, rest assured, just fucking bam, it's done.
It doesn't
take long at all.
We can assure it will be we can assure it'll be painless, but we can assure that it'll be quick.
Exactly. We have a Rhyhorn on retainer with a one hit KO move, like they were never there.
Mm-hmm. It's like that episode of the new Twilight Zone where every time you make a joke about a family member, they stop existing.
Excuse me, what?
Y'all haven't seen... It's the new Twilight Zone. It's bad. It's really bad, but also great. Kumail Nanjiani is a stand-up comedian. The only thing that gets him success as a stand-up comedian is making fun of his family and friends. Every time he makes a joke about one of them, they cease to exist. That's the bit.
Got to make a joke about yourself. That's the end of the skit, isn't it?
Yes. It literally is! No!
Of course it is. That's the only way that ends. That's it.
Did Kumail Nanjiani write it? Oh.
Hey, this is Alan, and that's Six, and we're joined by Kyrie Page. Hi. Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to my
first time on the quorum.
First time, a long time.
Don't be too quarrelsome, or we'll kick you out of the server.
Oh.
And you'll never come back.
Okay.
It's a joke. We're all laughing.
Unless.
I'll be on my best behavior.
You gotta be quiet as a scatterbug.
Well, we are talking about scatterbug or Kofukimushi.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Kofi Kingston bug.
Kofi Kingston the bug. Yep.
Chokeslamming is a Japanese cock chafer.
This is a game for kids?
I'm reading the Wikipedia article, fam. It says...
I don't want to hear about your cockchafer,
my friend. The cockchafer, colloquially called Maybug or Doodlebug, is the name given to any family of European beetles. Scatterbug. First of all, what's our deal with this name? Do we like the name Scatterbug? It's kind of fun to say.
It's all right. It's a little fun to say.
Scatterbug.
It kind of brings to mind the idea that it's like scatterbrained. And then it's got the toothy. It's not really a proper fangy. It's a toothy.
Yeah,
right?
It's a little cute little snaggle tooth.
And combine that with the hair. And, I don't know. It has the vibes of an anxious nerd, which is all right with me.
Well, it does already have a look of
You're going to catch me just to fill your decks and then never use me in your game, aren't you? And it's like, yes, Scatterbug, you're correct.
The little black squares, are they supposed to represent the pollen or ash that it spews?
You would hope so. I think it's just a caterpillar. The weird thing about Pokemon now going forward is we have so few dex entries, so... All we know is that when under attack from bird Pokemon, it spews a poisonous black powder that causes paralysis on contact. Might be what the black stuff is.
I would just like to point out that this thing is 5.5 pounds, which is that's a heavy bug.
Ew, large bug.
Well, you actually will find with Pokemon that the minimum size of Pokemon is such that a lot of the bugs are actually actually kind of chunky.
Yeah, most of them are heckin' chonkers. Sorry. But yeah, it's a pretty big friend. I like the coloring. You don't see a lot of gray bugs in Pokemon. They're usually either green or some combination of green and red,
Sure.
Pure bug type. And again, it's filling the role of your Caterpie, literally name me any caterpillar.
I don't know. Name one.
Wurmple.
Wurmple's a good
Weedle.
One.
Weedle.
Womple, Bumple, Bleedle, Caterpillar. Yeah, these are all real Pokemon names. But Scatterbug does evolve. I want to do say before we move on, though, that Scatterbug in isolation has a wonderful white shiny that kind of makes it look albino almost. I love that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I do love that. That seems like a color inversion. But as we know, as of, I don't know, probably whenever they started doing like the DS game, so 4 onward, the shinies are not just color inversions. Like some of them are not that. They're unique coloring.
Mm-hmm.
At level 9, so a very low level of evolving Pokemon, Scatterbug evolves into a name that I don't like saying. Number 665, Spewpa.
Spewpa is a bad name.
Kofurai.
Perhaps you like
Kofurai.
Yeah, Kofurai.
Kofurai.
Man, that's one. Kofurai.
Do you want to know why it's called that? I kind of like it.
Why?
Sure.
Ko is like small or like powder. Furaijin. Anyone? Any anime weebs out there? It means wanderer. It means like...
Oh.
Yeah.
That was like enemy jin. Then you got like person.
What is Shirin the Wanderer called in Japanese? Can I look this up? Is it like Shirin no Furujai? Am I right?
Something like that.
I bet you it is.
I bet it is.
It's actually named indemnification. It actually has nothing to do with...
Yikes.
Yeah.
So...
We got Spewpa here.
Mm-hmm. Spewpa is just an unpleasant name. I'm just going to put that out there.
Spewpa. Yeah, it's not great.
Spewpa sounds like a fucking terrible bill passed through Congress.
It also just sounds so onomatopoeic, right?
Yeah.
Where like Spewpa is like the sound that Spewpa makes when Spewpa had a real rough night.
Spewpa.
That's gross. I don't like it.
Yeah, neither do I.
I kind of like its look, but its look doesn't mean anything.
It's wearing a cloak. Like, it's, you know.
Right, but that's not like it's not mentioned in its Pokédex or anything. It's just they drew a thing, and it's kind of cool looking. Like it's a cool looking drawing, but it doesn't have any context.
I think you're gonna find that a lot though with
Pokemon that we cut?
No, yes, but with Pokemon from Gen 6 especially.
Hmm, could be.
Furaino, sorry, I spent the whole last like 2 minutes looking up what Shirin the Wanderer in Japanese is. It's Fushigi no Danjo ni Furaino Shirin. So it totally, it's that.
I see.
Cool.
You know, Spewpa is like, just, it's unpleasant to say. I mean, it's kind of nice to look at, I guess.
What do we got for shiny? What do we got for dex entries? What do we got? Shiny's another inversion.
Right. Dex entries, you got very little.
Yeah.
Yeah. It lives in thicket shadows. It has bristles its fur to threaten people.
Mm-hmm.
It spews powder.
The beaks of birds cannot scratch its stalwart body. Why? It doesn't look hard. Is it hard?
No, it looks very soft. It looks like he's got a snug little blanket.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's the other Pokemon that we adore? 6?
Oh, that's like, y'all, gosh.
I can't believe it. We've done it. We've done blanket so many Pokemon that I've already forgotten names.
I googled blanket Pokemon, and I just have a big blanket of Pikachu. That's not helpful.
I mean, I want that thing you just
said. I want that as well. I want that like wrapped on my body like right now at this moment.
It was definitely a grass type.
Yeah, I'm scrolling.
It was Swadloon.
Seawaddle into Swadloon. Yeah, I think Swadloon does this better if we're doing an argument against Spewpa, where it looks cozy. But
totally.
But I mean, this is the dregs of the Gen 6 decks. Unfortunately, we're in like the early game part of the deck, so this is why
now,
I was like, "We
okay,
must...
my friend?"
Yeah, what's up, bud?
This is the second episode of Gen 6. You can't call it the dregs yet, because what the fuck are we going to do for the other 3 episodes? This is going to be, like, don't be like, man, it can't get any worse than this, because it will. We know it will.
You think it'll get worse than this?
Yes.
It can, will, and absolutely it will have.
We're right now talking about whether or not we should keep Spewpa. There will be Pokemon where there will be no conversation.
Just hard cuts, man. The rough one. I more meant, like, this is the lowest point, and then it can only go up from here, but... I also don't know if that's true. I do know that we finally get a beautiful friend in number 666, the devil.
The number of the beast.
You know, actually, that was a mistranslation.
Oh, yeah?
It's supposed to be 616, but, you know, society's just kind of run with 666.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, no kidding.
Something today. I love learning things on the Johto Quorum. I'm here to talk about Vivian.
Vivian.
Oh, man.
What's wrong?
I had his name wrong this whole time. I thought it was Vivillon, and I was like, that rules.
Sort of Vivillon, yeah.
Vivillon. I think Vivian is just the Japanese pronunciation. I think it's Vivillon. You can say Vivillon if you want.
But there's no other I. Listen, it's not the moth that says he's going to save 1 million. That's not what we're doing right now.
No, I remember Lemillion. God, love that boy. No, Vivian, the reason I know that is because what little French I know, I learned that butterfly is papillon. So it's not it's not papillon. You know, LL.
It's not Paptimus.
Paptimus. Quick story. When I was in France last summer, there was a moth, because we would keep the windows open in the bathroom because it would, like, there was no insulation in that bathroom. Mm-hmm. So, like, moths would occasionally come in, and I, like, saw a moth and I got all creeped out because I was like, oh my God, there's a big bug in the bathroom. And I went outside and my uncle was like, what did you see? And he said it to me in English, but I was like, oh, I saw, and then I like left the room for a minute, googled how to say moth, and I came back and I was like, papillon de nuit, and he was like, that's right, but not exactly how I would say that, but yeah, that was like my first big, like, I know French thing, was learning how to say papillon de nuit.
That's one of my, I was talking this, we had one of those moments actually like a couple of weeks ago, right?
Yeah.
Where we were chatting and I did an imitation of Charlotta and I said Machinae de Arimas, and you had a very machine translate moment where you were like, don't lose, sir.
Don't lose.
Don't lose.
And I'm like, yes, but like, no, that's not, no.
There's a lot to it. I mean, it's less complicated, right? It's just like,
there's just this really beautiful spot. I find really great spot where you know just enough of a language to be utterly baffled by something.
Yeah, yeah. And then but what's great about stuff like Papillon de Nuit is like sometimes other languages don't have, like sometimes English has a simpler word. Like we came up with moth, but Papillon de Nuit means night butterfly, which is cool.
That is such a cool, that is pretty like, cool. That is, yeah, because, and also this, like, particular moth looks like a butterfly just in general.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not sure whether it is supposed to be a moth or a butterfly, so I would call it more of a night butterfly.
The patterns on its, so the unique thing about Vivian in the games is that the patterns on its wings are unique to where, is it, I think it's, yeah, it's like where in the game you find it?
No, it's like, I thought it was like the region of your, like, 3DS or whatever.
Oh, maybe. Yes, you're right. You're actually correct.
Yeah, because it has like 20 unique patterns, and they
18.
All look...
18. Do you want to take a peek at some of these forms, and we can see...
I'm looking at... They're 20. I'm looking at all 20.
Why do I only see 18 on my thing?
I don't know.
Well,
is it loaded?
There's if you scroll down to evolution, it's a 5x4 chart.
Oh,
so.
Yeah, mine definitely didn't have all... Maybe this... Are there shinies in here? The other chart I had... No, I just don't know how to count, y'all. I figured it out. It's 20. You're right. There's 24.
And then, if you count shinies, I guess there would be 40.
Oh, God.
The wiki doesn't show all. I think if you get it as a shiny, it's always going to be polar pattern, but that might be wrong.
No, the shiny, it looks like it's just the body is different.
Yeah, I think it's just that the body turns white.
Cool.
The wings are still, like... One looks like a Pokeball, though.
Yeah, Pokeball pattern.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
While we're here, we might as well talk about this. What's your favorite Vivian form?
Ocean pattern is gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. I really like ocean pattern. I like the sun.
The tundra pattern is, like, I like the tundra pattern quite a bit because it looks like a kimono.
Yeah, they're kind of going for different vibes in all of them, which I love. I think Savannah pattern is very striking and looks like I've seen like butterflies that look like that. That's really cool.
Sure. Sure. Yeah, they're all honestly really cool. This is a good Pokemon.
I thought you said we were cutting this one before we got
Yeah, because I like making you unhappy.
Oh. my co-host and my partner in crime, everyone. Vivian apparently is based on a butterfly because they're all the different forms. There aren't really different forms.
Yeah. Glad we came up.
It's apparently based on a butterfly.
Sorry, I editorialized apparently. I think I just slotted that word in. Vivian is based on a butterfly. Considering the many different varieties that differ, may have been based on divergent evolution or possibly mimicry. Its blocky wing patterns are based on pixel art.
Okay, I didn't know you had done that. I thought that was just Bulbapedia being hilarious, its usual hilarious self.
Yeah.
Of like, you know, like Caterpie may be based on caterpillar. Like, yeah, I'm pretty sure, bud.
Truly, who knows? Sure. Who could say?
Oh.
My thing. Well, actually, if you look at just the body, you definitely see Scatterbug to Vivian.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Totally.
Absolutely. Like, there's a consistent through line with this particular evolution.
I like that.
That is maintained even if we were to, for example, cut Spupa.
Is our main reason for cutting Spupa that it's not inspired and there are other, like, middle forms like that that are cooler?
It's not inspired. There are other middle forms that do that, like, metamorphosis idea better. That are, like, you know, like, shelling itself off in a cocoon. It's not. It's like wearing a skirt. It's not doing a metamorphosis thing. It doesn't make sense. You read its Pokedex entries and it's like, oh, its body's so hard. It's like, no, it's wearing a fuzzy blanket. It's not.
It's there are other more snug Pokemon.
True.
And I just hate saying Spupa.
Spupa's a bad name. Spupa. Feels bad to say. Don't know why we're returning to it.
So in that case, I would be willing to just do Scatterbug to Vivian.
Hell yeah.
I feel like you could do just Scatterbug to Vivian just in general.
Right.
Like Spupa just feels like perfunctory.
It's done, and we're keeping these shinies too, right?
Oh, yeah. Across the board. I mean, the Vivian's shiny just making it white is really cool, because that's another, like, thing that could exist in real life, and then the Scatterbug shiny is a very good coloring.
Mm-hmm.
Truly, truly, this is easy. Who said that Gen 6 was going to be difficult? I did. Oh, wait, the next one sucks. It's Litleo, everyone.
What? What's wrong with Litleo?
Litleo looks so plain. This is another example where it being 3D modeled does it a disservice.
Well, what about its very cute Japanese name, Shishiko?
Shishiko!
It's like Lion Child?
Lion Child, yep.
Okay,
good
cool.
Job.
Yeah. Look at the Bappy paws.
It does have Bappy paws.
Bappy! Bappy paws!
We got another, that's a new Quorum term.
Bappy?
Yeah.
Add it to the list.
Yeah.
It's got horrifying eyes.
The eyes do
please
look...
blink.
Litleo does look like it hasn't blinked in approximately 12 years.
Litleo has absolutely seen some shit. It lights itself up on fire. The stronger the opponent it faces, the more heat that surges from its mane and the more power through its body. They set off on their own from their pride and live by themselves to become stronger. It's Gohan! Why are you booing me? I'm right.
Gohan always lived with someone else.
That's true. No, he would then like Piccolo throw him into the woods for like a year.
Yeah, he did.
And he cried about it and tried to get back to Piccolo.
Yeah. Like... yeah. They even partially covered that in Dragon Ball Z Kai.
It's an essential part. To me, it's an essential part of Gohan's development, but I digress. Litleo in isolation is like, I guess it is Bappy. It looks like a Build-A-Bear animal. Do y'all have Build-A-Bears?
Yeah, that's good.
It's got a little mohawk.
Mm-hmm. Do y'all have Build-A-Bears, or am I alone in this?
I don't have one, but I know what they are.
I have passed a Build-A-Bear multiple times whenever I'm at MAGFest.
Ooh. I think Build-A-Bear is like weird now. Like you can use like an... I'm sorry to say this, but I think you can use an app for something.
I mean, you can like build a Flareon these days at Build-A-Bear.
Yeah. They have a lot of like cross promotional build a whatever you want that's fluffy kind of thing.
Which is weird because it's like, I mean, it's Flareon. What are you going to customize?
Give it a bow. Great, you can just give another Flareon a bow. That's fine.
Look at this tiny little picture of Litleo though.
Oh my god! I'm in the manga section.
Yeah,
that's a small Litleo.
That is a small boy.
2 feet tall, 29.8 pounds. That's a baby. That's Babby.
That's a Babu. And little with little Bappy paws.
I can't believe Bappy. Fire normal. Also, fascinatingly, 87.5% female.
Very unusual for it to skew in that direction.
Right. We don't get a lot of primarily female first evolutions.
Yeah.
Let's talk about its evolution. Pyroar, the royal Pokemon.
I think maybe that's supposed to mimic like real life lions, where like don't female lions lead the pack or something. I don't know how real life lions work. I'm sorry.
I mean, they do actually. I think the thing is like the technically there is like the king is the leader of the pride, but like is a lazy motherfucker who just has sex all the time.
Yeah,
and the women do all the work.
Okay. But yeah, Pyroar
or Kyokenjishi.
Oh, Kyokenjishi.
Kyoken times 10 Jishi.
Kyen means flame, so flame lion. I like that.
Yeah.
This is a male and female form difference. The female one is much cooler.
The female form is so good that I wish it like was the only one that existed.
Well, the male one is just a lion.
It just looks like a lion with a big like kanji for fire in its mane.
Oh yeah. Oh my god. I didn't notice it's kind
of with its stupid face right in the middle of it, smack dab in the middle of it.
Hey guys.
Hello. Hello, I am Pyroar.
Whereas Lady Pyroar looks like an 80s like glam rock band leader.
Absolutely. And she looks like she is here to fuck you up.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, look at Lysander.
That's the thing.
He's just got a Pyroar. This is like, listen, most notable... I'm matching. Yeah. Imagine going to a barber and being like, I need a haircut. And they're like, what do you want? And you open, like, you pull out your bag and like a terrier pops out and you're like, make us match.
Well, okay, but as long as you pay me, I guess.
Okay. Is Lysander one of the best things about Gen 6? Is that the really fucked up opinion that we now have to hold?
I don't know about you.
Fairy types are the best thing about Gen 6.
Yeah, okay, seriously. So
there you go. I mean, I would honestly... The person who likes aesthetics in me says keep the female form only, but I understand why there are both. Not even just for dex completion.
Yeah, but this is also our list.
True. Very true, Kyrie. Very true.
It's my list.
The males are usually lazy, but when attacked by a strong foe, a male will protect its friends with no regard for its own safety.
10,000 degrees Fahrenheit.
Temperature, baby! But Pyroar doesn't use that on its prey. It prefers raw meat.
Well, it better cool down, otherwise it's
gonna... That is predicted to be the temperature of the surface of the sun.
Wow!
So here's the question: would a trillion of these lie?
Yeah, what? Because it's saying it can reach 10,000, but they have to be very, very hot otherwise. So yeah, fill a room or like a savanna with Pyroar, and you're
a
just
a trillion gonna, lions.
You just get a desert.
Quora.com: what would happen to the human body once exposed to 10,000 degrees Fahrenheit? A lot of fucking math, blah, 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 blah. So what happens? Well, something funny happens in brief exposures to high temperatures. Assuming it's warm nearby, your body is covered in a fine sweat. At extreme temperatures, this water flashes to steel, which has a volume 1,600 times as large as the water. This explosion will push your body away from the hot surface. If you have a light touch, you can survive brief contact with extreme heat with no more than a steam burn.
Sorry,
but you know, if you hung around, you'd fucking die.
Yeah. Also, this is what happens when you send a bunch of 11-year-olds to categorize animals. They're gonna make up shit. Its mane is 10,000 degrees. It's like, okay, little Jimmy. Whatever, you found a lion. Good for you.
It's super hot. We haven't talked about this, but these are all both Litleo and Pyroar are fire normal type. I truly never understand what they go for when they make things normal type. Like, what's the intent there?
It's just like grounding them, right? It's like having that third prong on an electrical socket, you know? You gotta keep them humble. You gotta keep them real. I don't know what I'm talking about.
I know. Okay, you're valid.
Is it so that it can learn Hyper Beam?
I can learn Hyper Beam.
Yeah, that ain't shit. But you're right. It can learn Hyper Beam as, because of this. And like Echoed Voice and Round and Giga Impact, like all the good normal type moves.
Yeah.
Hey, I got also a revolutionary idea.
It can learn Rain Dance too, which is kind of...
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah.
That's so sad.
What if we cut all of them?
You don't want Pyroar in the Quorum?
Well, I don't really... I was not that compelled by Litleo.
Uh-huh, I agree.
And at a certain point, it becomes like, do we want, like, just female Pyroar? And it's like, I mean, she's all right, but, like, she's not that cool. She's just like, what if a cat had Jesse's hair?
Please. What if a cat did have Jesse's hair, though?
Well, that's going to be one of Jesse's disguises in the upcoming anime, so you can't take that away from her.
Y'all keep saying Jesse, but I don't know why. I know Musashi. Is that who you're talking about?
I'm talking about James.
Oh, you're talking about... Hold on. You're talking about Kojiro? You're talking about Kojiro, not... Okay, I was just making sure.
I'm talking about Nyanta.
Whoops.
Meowth.
Meow. Oh, thank you.
You don't get to do this joke if you don't know.
I don't. I only know because the new anime, they're like, it's Musashi, and the other one I already forgot.
Yeah.
Brave Fencer, baby.
Brave Fencer, well, Jesse.
Well, I look at Leo's Bappy Paws, and we're done. Okay. They can go.
Okay.
They can go. They're just lions. And yeah, Bappy Paws are great, but... So can you describe to me what defines a Bappy Paw, just so I can put this in the glossary? That's like those paws with the little marks on them?
The paws with the little marks is okay. What kind of, they are bulbous.
Uh-huh.
That's what makes a Bappy.
Got it. Okay, well, I learned something.
They look like little puffies.
Fair enough. Yeah,
I realize
they got toe beans.
Yeah,
toe beans.
Like, you ever see a dog with really big paws? Those are Bappy paws.
Oh, this next one, by the way. Speaking of the best thing being fairy type, we got our first fairy types of this
first deck. Mono fairy type, I think.
Yeah, we're getting, well, you know, they retcon some stuff.
They definitely retcon. This is our first, like, canonically, I guess, in the Quorum. Pure fairy type. It's a three-tier line. It consists of Flabébé, Floette, and Florges. Let's talk about Flabébé or Flabébé.
Or Flabébé, yeah. That's one of the few names that are the same across, like, English and Japanese.
Didn't Ringo make a art of this? Your Flabébé?
Your Flabébé.
Yeah.
Wasn't there an old, like, an NES game that no one played that's, like, infamously bad? Flabébé's Kids? And all of the jokes are done.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of more. I don't think I got them. I think we got to stop.
Yeah. Is there any, like, eggs flambébé? Eggs flabébé? What's flambé? Flambé means it's on fire, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
What kind of meal would you do flambé?
You do like Bananas Foster is a flambé.
Yeah,
I'm talking to two people who have worked in. I believe have both worked in cooking.
Oh, I've worked in a restaurant. I have not worked in cooking. Okay. I served the dishes. I never set them on fire.
I serve the.
Or you
pizza,
do like the. Or you do like the Greek cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Did you like the burning cheese, the flaming cheese?
That sounds good.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Really good. This dex makes me think about Francelot, obviously, but I had really, really freaking good fondue in Annecy, and I miss it. But Flabébé is a flower lady. Literally, it's a flower lady. It's 100% female. Getting more forms now. Flabébé has five forms?
Yes, that is five. Whoa, red, yellow, orange, blue.
Each of them has
blue.
Its own shiny. Yikes, that's a lot of shiny.
Wowzers.
Yeah, you scroll down the shiny page and it just keeps going. Those legs go for miles. Flabébé has it. I love that Flabébé is a flower lady with a flower crown. I think that's a really unique and underappreciated touch.
It's good.
It's got the blushy cheeks. I don't know if we have a name for that, but that's pretty common. Like Clefairy has those also. And nobody else that I can think of right now has them. But Flabébé.
Pikachu.
The quintessential.
Well, yeah. Pikachu, they're like glands. Pikachu's got like fucking like salvatory glands, but they're lightning.
You can just rub them and make like power. Flabébé's color is based on what color of grass you find it in. So you can do red, yellow, orange, blue, or white. I really appreciate red because it has the most color diversity in there with the red flower, the green stem, the yellow body, etc.
That's kind of like the bespoke Flabébé as well, is like shown in the anime.
Yeah, exactly. That's like the iconic Flabébé, but I do y'all have another favorite coloring?
I always like the blue.
I like blue as well.
Yeah, it's pretty striking. I think that's fair.
Yellow looks like a mistake.
Yellow looks like when you have a coloring book and you accidentally like colored the wrong thing and you're like, ooh, this doesn't look right. Why is this coloring wrong? Flabébé dex-wise, though, it draws out and controls the hidden power of flowers. The flower that it holds is most likely part of its body. Hold on, most likely? Excuse?
It's the kids again. They don't know.
Again,
what the fuck you're talking about?
11-year-olds making dex entries.
Oh no! I just realized because it's like the 1 foot is the body, and then the flower. Yeah, that's not even necessarily connected.
It's just like really holding and hugging this particular flower. It looks like
because, you think there's art somewhere of a Flabébé not holding the thing?
I'm sure. Pretty sure.
I kind of don't like that. According to in the anime, Flabébé, the single bloom Pokemon, chooses a favorite flower at the beginning of its life and takes care of it from then on. So that does suggest that it's not.
Yeah, it just finds a flower, and like the Flabébé is like the little gremlin thing, like on the top.
Gremlin,
but like good gremlin.
Good gremlin.
It's a fairy.
Appropriately based on fairies and nymphs, in particular Anthea, due to its flower wreath crown, or Coloris. I don't know how to pronounce literally anything. Coloris, Greek mythology, nymph loved by Zephyrus, etc. Also inspired by the concept of insect pollination, considering its small stature and grasping the female organ or the stigma. We don't have to make that gross.
Nope. We're just going to talk about Floette.
Yeah, so Flabébé evolves at level 19 into Floette, which, huh. This
Floette,
one,
yeah. Floette definitely is like makes clear that like the flower from the first form is just like a flower that it floats on or uses as like a parasol.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Flabébé has now grown up to the point where it can like hold the flower above its head and not just stand on it for dear life and bounce with it or whatever. Still pure fairy type. Still doesn't have feet. Which is a pretty big thumbs down, if you ask me. Just kidding. It's kind of got a little like clover for where its feet would be. I wonder how it gets around. Isn't there something about like it floats with the flower? I bet you that's something.
Yeah, that's why it's like it's holding it like a parasol that it floats around like Mary Poppins.
That's so cute.
Here's an interesting thing. There is a unused form of a Floette, the Eternal Flower Floette.
Oh.
Which is like red and blue.
Oh.
And has like it looks kind of cool. It's got like a black, almost sort of like a yellowish black flower with like a red stem, and then the Floette itself is like a blue with like white and red.
Wasn't Floette even in the main game though? Floette was AZ's like the Pokemon that it wanted to like revive or whatever.
Yeah, it's the one that's like when it's the one that the meme of like I've waited 3,000 years
right
like comes from.
God, that is a thing we haven't even thought of mentioning.
I don't have any idea what y'all are talking about.
You don't remember story? The plot of X and Y?
The plot of X and Y
I didn't
is
watch it, so how
no,
would
no,
I?
In the game. No, it's in the game.
It's incredibly stupid.
What?
There's a guy named AZ. I'm gonna send you an image of him, and
he's like 10 feet tall.
He's like super duper big.
Has 7 foot arms.
Big dude.
Yeah, and his whole thing is he wanted to rescue Flabébé. He had a Flabébé that, like, died. He's former king of the Kalos region and the creator of the ultimate weapon. Oh, God, the plot of X and Y is so stupid.
I forgot. That is pretty dumb.
Like, oh, Lysander, and, like, oh, you go to all the fun different gyms, and it's like, no, there's a whole, like, world-ending thing with, like, Xerneas and Yveltal and AZ. Yeah, this is the time to talk about it, because holy crap.
That's pretty stupid, y'all.
I literally just remember what Kyrie is talking about, where in the ending, after you beat the Elite Four...
Yeah, it's like, this dude. Yeah. I've waited 3,000 years.
And you're like, wow. he's just really tall, and he comes up to the player character during the game, and he's like, keep going, you're doing great. But anyways, bye, you'll learn some secrets.
High five, sport.
And his hand...
appreciate you.
It's like his hand is like 15 feet tall and you can't reach it. You have to climb for it. And you're like, damn it, AZ, meanie. That was one of those things, too, where I was like, X and Y's plot feels unfinished. It just has a whole thing about a dude that never matters.
And then Sword and Shield happened.
But to return to Floette and disregarding her attachment to AZ... in that whole situation. Floette also has the forms, the same forms, the coloring, which are all great. It has the unreleased eternal flower form, like you said, Six. And when the flowers of a well-tendered flower bed bloom, it appears and celebrates with an elegant dance.
Oh.
However, it'll never forgive anyone who tramples a flower bed.
Oh, fuck.
It does feel weird to me that it's not, like, fairy grass.
Yeah, no grass typing in here.
We should change that.
We should change that. I wonder if that... the in-universe reasoning is, like, they needed pure fairy types.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. I'm sure they were like, no, we need just straight-up fairies. And someone's like, well, that's not really what I designed. They're too bad.
But because you could make the argument, too, that... Because it's the fairy holding the flower. It's not related to the flower itself. But like the flower is the whole thing. You can't.
Yeah. Like especially if you look at Florges, like it.
Which is also fairy type. Wow, you're right.
Yeah. If you look at Florges, it has become one with the flower at that point.
So I think at this point I'm okay keeping Floette. I'm still 50-50 on Flabébé. But Florges is worth adding to this conversation as well, because she is a queen.
Florges is gorgeous. There it is.
There, I think that's exactly it.
Yep.
Florges. She's very pretty. All of her forms are great. All of her shinies are great. This is an aesthetically
pleasing Pokemon. Yeah, the shinies are very good.
Yeah. All of these are good.
I especially love, like, in the shiny form, the purple flower.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Like, that combined with, like, the white or the blue forms is incredibly striking.
It, like, doesn't look real, but looks cool, which is, I think, how shinies can succeed.
Yeah, she does, like, absolutely, even more than the previous one, she needs to be fairy grass.
Yes. Definitely,
especially considering that she can learn Giga Drain and Seed Bomb.
But yeah, that's a great.
Yeah, it feels like they just forgot to check a box.
This might get patched in the next gen.
They learn more grass moves than they do fairy moves.
Well, there aren't a lot of pure fairy fairy moves.
That is true, but still, my point stands.
Yes, it's true. I was trying to build a fairy type in Sword and Shield or whatever the. Hatterene, and it's just like, yeah, there are like three or four actual stab fairy type moves, and everything else is another type that fairies tend to learn.
So in Cantonese,
yeah,
I'm not going to try and say her name.
Oh,
but,
no,
it translates to clean madam.
Oh,
oh, no, it's clean a flower clean madam. Okay, there is at least flower in there. I thought it was just a Skyrim Clean Faces mod, and I was a little...
Clean Madam mod. It's actually Florges in most languages, which I think is cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
because that terminology or that sounds, those sounds are in most other languages.
Yeah.
I would keep all three of these.
Yes.
Yeah.
I would.
Well, I do like the, this is a great idea of evolution, right? Where Phlorgis is no longer holding onto a flower. It has melded with it and is using it as, I guess, hair or like.
It's more like its scarf.
Yeah.
It looks like it's grown many, many flowers.
Very weird experience, but true story. When I played Gen 3 for the first time, I have this really vivid, specific memory of going wherever the city where the sixth gym is, like the flying type gym. If you go to the east of that place, it's where you catch Absol and all that stuff. And the first NPC that you run into on that route is a woman holding a parasol. And that was the first time that I learned that you could use a parasol like for sunlight. I didn't even know that there were. I was like, wait, there are umbrellas for sun. And
I mean, it's not really a concept in the U.S. at least.
Exactly. So yeah, I was. It was completely unfamiliar to me. And, you know, Floor just like gives me the vibe as like if that lady could have had another Pokemon from the future, she would have had a Floor just.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She's very proud of her parasol. Also, remember Super Princess Peach? We don't talk about that.
Of course I do.
We don't talk about it.
I
loaded it onto my DS flash cart for like an hour and then immediately deleted it because it was a bad game.
It's a fun game. It's just the big yikes. That's all.
It seems like okay to play and the story setup is good, but oh my god, you made the lady game emotion based. What are you doing?
It's okay. She has the four emotions that all women have.
Yeah.
Crying so much she can drown anyone. Yeah. Getting so angry she burns everyone alive.
Uh-huh.
Getting so happy she floats around like she's on fucking meth. Or calm.
I can relate to three of those. Let's see if you can guess at home. Jodacorm@gmail.com. We're keeping all three of these. I love these flower pals.
Yep.
Yay.
These flower friends.
I think the theme song of Phlorgis would have to be Flower Power by Hyuna. Which is like a really good K-pop song from 2019 that people should listen to.
Okay.
Hyuna was in Wonder Girls for the old.
I think the theme of Flabebe would be Octopus's Garden.
Yeah.
I'd like to be under the sea.
Keep going.
In Octopus's Garden with you.
Your baby.
Uh-huh.
It's at least two Beatles.
Too sick for this. Gonna stop singing before my throat gives out on me.
Great.
Skiddo.
Skiddo's one of the first Pokemon from Gen 6 that I saw.
Also known as Mikiru? Mikiru?
Michael?
Is Mikiru, because me is like meh, and then...
Mikiru.
Michael. Nickel. That's really good. That's a good pun. Wait, hold on.
Oh yeah, no, it's the onomatopoeia for a goat bleeding and then vehicle or bicycle because you ride them.
That's really good.
That's pretty good.
That's better than the English skid kiddo.
Skiddo.
That's where you're wrong, Skiddo.
The way it is pronounced in the anime implies it may be a corruption of Skidoo. Shut up, Bulbapedia. They're probably talking about like 23 Skidoo, not the brand of snowmobile. Get out of here.
Yeah, I don't really care. Either way, that sucks. I hate that.
23 Skidoo.
Skiddo. So here's my thing. Skiddo evolves into Go-Goat.
Go-Goat's a bad name.
Go-Goat's a terrible name, and that's also the name in Japanese, so it's just a bad name.
But it makes me think of, have any of you seen season one of JoJo's Bizarre Adventure?
Seen what?
Season one of JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
Yes.
Go-Go! This very much sounds like the OP. I don't know, just in my head.
I'm happy for my friends.
We should cut Go-Goat.
I think we can keep Skidoo, though.
Yeah,
Skidoo's so cool.
Go-Goat's really just a goat with grass.
Uh-huh.
And while Skiddo's kind of that, Skiddo's very cute. And Skiddo can, if you like let a Skiddo get really big, occupy the space that Go-Go does, which is that it's a ride Pokemon. It's a Pokemon you can ride through certain areas.
In fact, it's around, just like in the in Luminoi City. They're just around. And you can just like talk to a Skiddo and be like, I want to get to the Pokemon Center. And it'll just take you.
Oh, thanks, Skiddo. Appreciate
thanks.
It.
Thanks. What a friend.
Yeah.
You don't need Go-Go. You don't need... It just seems unnecessary, too. It's just like the horns get a little bit bigger. It doesn't even look like a baby goat. It's very... It's Pokemon Shuffle and Battle Troze art is so sweet. Yeah, it's a very cute little pal.
Yeah. I also like the much... shiny.
Oh, yeah. It's kind of like a lighter tones.
Mm. Oh, sure. I'm here for this.
Got pink,
I would say
little,
keep
pink Skiddo little
keeps... What's that?
Got pink little hooves.
Oh, pink hooves.
Pink hooves.
That's right.
I know you're the one.
Pink hooves, I know you're the one. Let me go out like a Skiddo in the sun. Let me go out. Pink hooves, I know you're the one. Yeah, keep Skiddo. Keep shiny Skiddo. Make Skiddo ride. You don't even need to make Skiddo ride Pokemon. It is one, like you said.
Yep.
Get Go-Go out of here. This is a perfect example of what the Quorum can do, is get rid of Chaff.
And yes.
You know, this is like what the show is about, is getting rid of Go-Go.
This is why we're here.
Mm-hmm. This is what they pay us for.
Exactly. Wait, what? We get paid? Well,
Patreon.com.
You don't. Oh. So, PanCham.
People love PanCham.
PanCham. I mean, also known as YanCham.
YanCham.
Is that like Yamcha?
Yeah, no. Yamcha does mean naughty.
Yeah.
Is that why he's called Yamcha?
Maybe.
Or is it?
No, I think it's because of yams.
Yeah.
The root vegetable.
Is it both, though? It might be both.
It could be both. That's true.
I don't put that above Toriyama-san. Yamcha and champion.
So here's the thing. We'll talk about other things. But the thing I really love about PanCham is its evolution method is probably one of my favorite in all of Pokemon.
Oh, I always forget about that. Yeah.
Where it levels by having a bad influence on it.
Exactly. It's so good.
It levels by having a dark type Pokemon in the party with it, and it's like, wow, actually being dark type, super cool. And you're like, no, buddy, don't do it.
You would have thrown into like a bear tick or something weird that are not, or whatever. Why are all the adult bears always so grumpy? Bear Tick, Ursaring, and Pangoro are all grumpy bears that evolved from nice children. What the heck?
No, don't worry. This is a really nice bear. Beware is
Beware is very nice. He'll squeeze you.
He'll give you a big hug.
Last hug you'll ever want.
I love that. Whatever.
You'll ever need.
We can't talk about Beware right now, but. Yeah, PanCham's a little sassy asshole, and I love them for that. I appreciate them.
I love PanCham. I got the love the little leaf in their mouth.
What's the leaf based on?
There is no actual purpose behind this leaf, aside from an attempt to look cool.
Chewing on a leaf is its trademark.
Yeah, it's like, just like, I think the idea is that it's based intentionally, like, well, you have Pangoro, who again is a bad influence on all the PanChams, is like chewing on a stick, uh-huh. like they're a tough biker or whatever.
Or it's and trying to look cool.
PanCham is just trying to look cool.
All of its Pokédex entries are actually excellent. Its glare is not intimidating. Chewing on a leaf is its trademark. It can't help gritting if anyone pats its head, which same. It does its best to be taken seriously. And then Ultra Moon, I love, God bless whoever wrote the Rotom Deck, seriously. It's desperate to intimidate its opponents. Be nice and pretend to be scared if you catch it glaring at you intensely.
That's pretty fucking good.
Give him a chance, buddy. He's trying. He's doing his best.
It follows Pangoro around like a henchman. When PanCham makes a big mistake, its leaf gets taken away.
Oh, no!
You find a PanCham in the wild without a leaf, and you're like, someone's been a naughty boy. It's like, starts crying.
Someone took my leaf away. Could you?
If it doesn't focus, it ends up smiling. That's hilarious. So PanCham doesn't, like, it. That's the thing, right? It doesn't know how to be an asshole yet. Mm-hmm. It's trying, but it takes dating a goth GF before it's like, what if I became the goth GF?
Exactly.
And then, you know, now you're making me, next time, I want to level a Pancham, and I want to be really careful about what the dark type is.
Yeah.
To add to its narrative. Like, no, this is the person who was the bad influence on you. Because that says a lot, you know?
It'd be like, does Miss Magius or Miss Drevis have any dark typing? Because I know, like, Gothitelle line would be good for, like, goth GF vibes, but they're not dark type.
I mean, like, you know, maybe Pancham's into Embies, just do an Absol.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah. Oh.
Absol's got the hair.
Fuck yeah. Just sort of like, I could be the cool NB in my group as well and chew on a stick.
Oh, my God. I love this.
Can we keep...
Pancham's like, I want to be tough like you, but I also want to be, you know, like really queer. And it's like, who says you can't be a big, tough queer? And that's how Pandoro happens.
You just activated Kiri.
But no, Pancham is a friend.
And good shiny. Just a nice brown there.
Yeah.
Warm colors.
Brown bear.
And got brown bear. We can't do it again. We can't two episodes in a row.
Wait, what is it?
Nothing. I didn't do anything. There were no memes. I'm sorry. Okay. Pangoro, then.
True story. I bought a tablet for drawing that I haven't used very much. But there is one drawing that I'm particularly proud of, in which I drew Pangoro like it was Jotaro.
Ooh.
And that is whenever I catch a Pancham, I name it Jotaro. Because,
I love it.
Yeah, because Pangoro is basically a big, tough biker Pokemon.
This is another one that's tragically... soured for me by its 3D model, which is just one big color, especially from the back. Because I tried running one in Sword and Shield because it's a good capture. It's like the second best capture Pokemon if you can't get Ralts into what's male Ralts of all Gallade. Then mm-hmm. the next Ooh. Option is this one because it can have Mold Breaker, which lets you hit Ghost types with Normal type moves, so you can use False Swipe on Ghost types. I went really deep into stuff on Cat finishing the Sword and Shield Pokedex, y'all. I know this. But yeah, Pangoro, well, it's a big boy.
Here's the thing. He also has some very good Pokedex entries.
Hit me with them.
Although it possesses a violent temperament, it won't put up with bullying. It uses the leaf in its mouth to sense the movements of its enemies.
What an astounding member of the community.
It boasts superb physical strength. Those who wish to become Pangoro's trainers... have no choice but to converse with their fists.
Whoa. What?
You have to fist fight a Pangoro in order to catch it.
Bad rules.
Yeah, it lives for duels against Obstagoon, according to Sword and Sword decks. It talks with its fists.
It strikes with punches that can turn a dump truck into scrap in one hit. That's fake, but I love it. I love that it's fake.
That's, again, 11-year-olds, like, really shining through with their imagination.
Mm-hmm.
So I like the fact, like, now it's definitely, like, it has that secondary dark type, but it is a secondary dark type.
Yeah.
This still has a heart of gold.
Again, much like Jotaro.
Yeah. Well, I really don't like the way Jotaro treats his mom. It's really fucked up.
Yeah, it is kind of fucked.
Hopefully Pangoro is nicer to his
How about Kiryu?
Okay.
Helpful member of the community, helps out the juniors, all that stuff.
Still a tough guy.
Hey.
Yes?
Goro? That was me doing a nani, but Goro.
Oh, Goro? There it is.
Goro.
Fun fact, Pancham and Pangoro were not designed by the same person.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Pancham was designed by Megumi Mizutani, who did, as usual, a bunch of Pokemon trading cards. I don't actually see what other Pokemon they designed, but Pangoro was designed by Hitoshi Ariga, who is a professional artist who does primarily manga and picture books, and has designed a lot of the Alolan forms. He did the Alolan Geodude line, Alolan Grimer and Muk, and... mostly stuff that we haven't gotten yet. But I will say that
Mega
Beedrill. He designed Corviknight, which, I mean, spoiler alert, really owns. But yeah, so the person who designed Pangoro went for cool, and the person who designed Pancham went for cute, and that, I think, it comes through really well.
And I think it really, really works. I think both designs really work, like, just as Pokemon in general.
Yeah. It's
like,
based on...
are...
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I just found a piece of trivia that says that Pangoro may be based on the idea of Bancho, like the...
Oh, sure.
The juvenile delinquent leaders.
Yeah.
Hence the stick in its mouth.
Mm-hmm. Kanka Bancho, badass rumble, baby.
Cry to your mama.
What were you going to say, Kyrie? Sorry.
Nothing. Don't worry about it.
It's shiny could be a reference to a different kind of panda also. That's fun. A Qinling panda.
Yeah.
Brown panda. Oh my god. There's probably like three of these left. I hate the world sometimes. I find a cute panda and I'm like, that can't exist for long.
I think it's time to talk about style. It's time to talk about fashion. Let's get in to Furfrou.
Furfrou, otherwise known as Trimian.
Trimian. The poodle Pokemon.
Trimian. Oh, trimming and Chien. Chien. Which is French for
doge. For dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Trimian, or like Trabian. It's a whole thing. Yeah, so another form one. It seems like Gen 6 actually has a lot of form Pokemon and like weird evolutions. Because Furfrou, the whole deal is you wouldn't really use a Furfrou in a battle. I mean, it can learn like, I don't know, every normal type move, retaliate, takedown, all that stuff. It can learn a lot of TMs. But more, much, much more importantly and more relevant to our discussion, you can take it to a place in Lumiose City and give it a haircut. I'm not seeing images of the haircuts on the wiki.
If you scroll down to right,
there they are. Oh my god! Okay, so, I mean, debutante form, right? Like debutante form.
Dandy form, Kabuki form, Matron form.
They're kind of all good.
Well, I mean, like Heart Trim and Star Trim, and you know what? The trims. Some of the others are called trims. Actually, they're all called trims. Okay, I'm sorry.
Heart, but, Star, and Diamond, not great. I understand what you're saying.
Yes, those are like, what if we were limited by what could be realistically done to a dog?
Yeah.
And then they were like, wait, what if we weren't limited by that? And thereafter, it turns good. Pharaoh may be a little problematic, but...
Yeah. Matron form may be, like, my favorite.
It's got that sassy look.
Sassy look. It's got the sassy purple. It's got the little tough ball as its tail.
I feel mixed about this because, like, dog breeding is a popular thing around the world. Not just dog breeding, but, like, dog grooming, I mean.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
And I always feel ethically weird about, like, we just paint our dogs. Because not only are you cutting its hair, you're also dyeing its hair for all of these forms.
Hmm. That's a fair point.
Like, a natural Furfrou just looks like an emo nerd, which is fine. But then all of the forms are like, you're going to take this out to contests or to your friends and like, show it off. All of them feel like that.
That's a very good point.
Yeah. You know,
ethically, it's just like, ooh, yeah, this is like, we are putting dogs on display for people. But I don't know what to tell you. Matron form's pretty cool. Debutante has a hat made out of fur. That's a fur hat.
I could see us cutting it on that basis, honestly. Yeah.
Like, I am not a huge fan of the Pokemon to begin with, because it was like, oh, it was just a normal dog Pokemon, and then I'm not a huge fan of, like, dog shows and that sort of thing in general.
Mm-hmm.
And if there was some, like, if the Pokedex was like, hey, it really likes having its fur cut, but actually, it kind of says the opposite, where it's like it only allows someone it really trusts to cut it. Which is like, that suggests that it doesn't want its fur cut.
Designated guardians of the king. There isn't
fucking shitty guardians. Just bring in a fucking Machop and all you fuckers die. I got the king's ass, losers.
There is an era when aristocrats would compete to see who could trim their Furfrou's fur into the most exquisite style. You see what I mean? It's just like,
yeah, nah. I don't feel right about it.
Yeah.
Now that you've pointed it out.
And it's utterly useless in game. Like, it's just a cute. I mean, I enjoy Pokemon that just have cute forms, and that's the whole thing. But also, in the anime, there's like a whole thing about it. They just like have dog shows where everyone's like, I brought my fancy Furfro.
What if Furfro only had the base form, and also the Pokedex was like, and if you try to trim it, you'll die.
You'll die instantly.
That would be great. But that's not.
It's actually secretly electric type, and a lightning bolt from heaven will fry you for being a piece of shit.
The one thing that's really cute about, not cute, but just like a pleasing about the episode where everyone brings their Furfro is the characters look like their Furfro.
Mm.
So like the Kabuki trim one is like with a trainer that wears all red and has like a red mohawk. And the Dandy trim is like with a guy in a green suit. So, I mean, there's that, but. And they
So it's like Lysander. They went into the fucking barber and said, "Make us match
or give him this." It's not, and it never specifically mentions breeding, but like, unfortunately, yeah, when you like do dog show stuff and you do like all this dog grooming stuff, you are getting into ethically weird territory with like what is the dog okay with and like what is it, what's healthy for and all that stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, I think we're cutting.
Do you want to do one more line and then call it?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do it.
Cool. This is an easy one. I mean, it's two Pokemon. It's Espeon and Meowstic.
You mean Niasper?
Niasper and Meownix, which is an antidepressant. Niasper like Nya Casper, you think? No, sure. Nya Espeon, that makes more sense.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Nyonix, like Nya Onyx. Rock snake.
Rock snake.
It is Onyx. Oh, like Onyx Psionix.
That's weak.
So you actually weren't off at all.
Six.
I mean, I was, but like I hear what you're saying.
Good.
So look at the art of Espeon. Mm-hmm. Scroll down a little bit and see it in the main series.
Uh-huh. Oh,
we're keeping Espeon.
What the fuck?
Unbelievably
dude.
Cute. Great shiny too. Just a fluffy little light pink.
Oh, a little orb. When people talk about orb, this is what they're talking about. Not exactly, but that's an orb.
No, it's actually super not what they're talking about.
I've decided
it's not really orb-like at all.
The head is. it's not a hill worth dying on. Not an orb worth falling over. Give me some Pokedex entries for Espeon.
Has enough psychic energy to blast everything within 300 feet of itself, but it has no control over its power.
Oh, Akira.
The organ that emits its intense psychic power is sheltered by its ears to keep power from leaking out.
Okay, it's the brain.
Though Espeon's expression never changes, behind that blank stare is an intense struggle to contain its devastating psychic power.
There's enough. Okay. This is a weird detail. There's enough psychic power in Espeon to send a wrestler flying. What? Why a wrestler?
Did you test that? Can I watch that video?
Just say, like, wrestlers are just people. You could just say a person.
A big person, maybe.
Like a big muscular. But
listen, you got like your fucking. Oh, no.
Small wave
wrestler. Oh,
wrestlers.
No. What's his name? Yeah, what's it? I was, 619. What's that guy?
Shawn Michaels?
No. Shawn Michaels is like, I mean, you know, he's not big for a wrestler, but he's still big. I'm thinking of
Rey Mysterio.
Yes, I'm thinking of Rey Mysterio. Thank you.
You're welcome.
They're small wrestlers.
Yeah, that is a weird choice. The thing is, though, that the Pokedex says its expression never changes. Actually, the anime shows that it clearly does change.
Well, I guess that's non-canon.
Yeah, well, they
also don't. Actually, and then in Pokemon Generations, you could see a upset Espeon, which I assume is like, you know, photo taken seconds before a tragedy.
This is the end of Akira. This is like right before he explodes in psychic energy. Neo Kalos is about to explode. Meowstic, though, I kind of don't like Meowstic. Is that a spicy take?
What?
Why? Yeah, see, I remember you a while ago telling me, Six, that you love Meowstic.
The big fluffy tail. Look at the big fluffy tail.
He's a big friend.
Well, maybe it's more just that it doesn't seem like a natural evolution of Esper.
Listen, when you come into your own and master your psychic powers, you will be unrecognizable.
That's cool. It's a cool thing to say, I think.
There's one of the things I appreciate about Meowstic is that both the male form and female form have their own distinct personalities.
Ooh.
Yeah, there's something to it.
When a danger raises its ears and releases enough psychic power to grind a 10-ton truck to dust. Hello?
More 11-year-olds.
It keeps the patterns on the interior of its ears tightly covered. Oh, same thing. Raises the ears, grinds a tuck truck to dust, eyeball patterns, and psychic energy.
So I'm going to read two back-to-back for female Meowstic from Sword and Shield.
Okay.
Females are a bit more selfish and aggressive than males. If they don't get what they want, they will torment you with their psychic abilities. If it doesn't hold back when it unleashes its psychic power, it can tear apart a tanker. Its unfriendliness is part of its charm.
It's a Tsundere Pokemon.
It's a Tsundere.
Oh. I love it. And then the male one is just like, it's doing its best to be subdued. It's failing.
Yeah, it's male Meowstic is just a shonen protagonist. His defensive instinct is strong. If it's protecting themselves or their partners, they unleash full power.
Boo. Boo.
Don't touch my friends!
I prefer female Meowstic, and that's not just because I'm who I am.
I do think male Meowstic looks cooler. Of course, gender is fake. These are just going to be two forms.
Yes.
Yeah. It's just two forms.
And if they're shiny, they're both the same sort of vanilla yellow.
Yeah, let me see this. Oh, no. That's no good.
Yeah. Its shiny form makes the original forms look like shiny forms.
Yeah. That looks like saltwater taffy. I don't want that.
That's a really good point. I didn't think about that. The shiny does make the regular one look shiny. Shiny! I don't know why I've never made that joke before. Meowstic. Meowstic. Do we keep both? Do we keep Esper and Meowstic?
I think we keep one and the other.
Yes.
Wait. What?
I think she's saying either Meowstic.
One of the forms?
No.
One of the forms, yeah.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah, I think we keep the male Meowstic form. It looks cooler.
Male Meowstic form does look cooler. I do like the description on female Meowstic, but
there's no reason we couldn't just apply that.
Yeah.
Once we've erased gender, then there will be no war. There'll be no sadness.
Exactly. And I say we keep Esper, because Esper is like, Esper's expression is iconic.
Yeah.
Esper's expression, Six, is the girl from Way of the House Husband in the supermarket. Like, he's like, I want the best white stuff. And she's like, we don't have that. It's just that face.
Yeah.
People need to read Way of the House Husband, the manga. If you're not, it's one of the best manga out there currently releasing.
It's weird because there's a typo on the Pokedex page.
Oh, yeah?
It says Esper, restraint Pokemon. I'm pretty sure it means to say retail Pokemon.
That's the association, the Pokemon. I love it. I love it a lot. Also, Esper to Meowstic means you go from gray to blue, which is great. Great.
Mm-hmm. 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 So, that's it for this episode of the Quorum. Not making the most, like, we're not... I feel like it's a good sign when we're not making ridiculous time, because this means there's stuff to talk about, right?
Yeah, I agree.
There were parts in, like, especially Gen 4, where we got a lot done in one episode, because, oh my god, what are we going to talk about? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think especially as the designs have gotten more complex, it's naturally going to be that we find more. And we have, like, different experience with every generation, so we're not going to have the same things to say about all of them. Mm-hmm. Like, we got almost 10 minutes out of Scatterbug.
Fucking Scatterbug.
That was so long ago. That feels like that was years ago.
Yes. Was merely a distant memory.
Mm-hmm.
When will the Roxas Pokemon come home from the war? Nearly a distant memory made me think of Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah, I mean, if I figured that one out.
Regardless, Six, you know what time it is.
I do. It's time to let our guest do plugs.
Hi. So, you can follow me on Kyrie A page on Twitter. That's kind of where I post all my stuff. I've been kind of slowed down in the projects department lately because I've had a little bit of life stuff going on, but hey, got some new stuff coming down the line, so check it out, I guess. But follow me on Twitter. That's where you're going to get pretty much all the information on stuff that I work on and stuff that I'm on. So thank
Hell,
you.
Yeah.
Thank you for having me on the Quorum. This was a lot of fun.
Thank you for joining us. You know, I'm sorry we didn't get any really spicy ones. Mm-hmm. That's really the fun, is when you get to hear me be like, this is a piece of shit and I wouldn't poop on it, and it's a Pokemon you love. That's the real fun of the Quorum.
But I admit, I appreciated that I was able to cover one of my favorite Pokemon, Pancham and Pangoro, and they both made the list.
Yeah, yeah. An experience very unlike some of our recurring guests.
No, we're like, oh, you didn't even consider my favorite. Wow, weird. Yeah. Sorry.
No, it's all good, and I would love to be on it again some other time, so...
There are plenty of Pokemon left. We can absolutely make that happen.
Yeah.
Something to look forward to next week. We got some Trade Evolution version exclusives. We've got Sword Friends. We've got Upside Down Friends.
Little teaser for next episode, in fact. We get a sword, which turns into two swords, which turns back into one sword. How is that an evolution? What's wrong with you?
Why'd you do that? Find out next time on the Johto Quorum.
Indeed. Alan, where can people find you?
I can be found primarily on another podcast called Chats, a Television Podcast. That's CHATZ. It's found wherever you listen to podcasts, and it's a show where my friend Magellan and I talk about TV shows, two episodes a week, called Classic Shows. We're doing a lot over there right now as we get past the halfway point with the show Crusade, and we wind up to our next big announcement of what we're doing next for TV stuff. We have a Patreon, too. It's patreon.com/chatspod. If you listen to that show and you enjoy what we do, please consider supporting us. You'll get a bunch of bonus content and also help us continue to do this fun hobby of ours into the future. Six, what about you?
So I am on Twitter at SixDetmar, SixDetmar. I got a pinned tweet there. It tells you all the shows that I do. Quick shorthand is scanlandmedia.com and patreon.com/scanlandmedia. That's where you'll find pretty much everything.
Fun stuff.
Well, Six, all right.
Six, there's a thing that I like to say to people.
There is. Kyrie, do you know it?
I can't say that I do.
It's a secret. It's a Quorum secret, and here it is, folks. This is between you and me, folks. You need to remember this. Pokemon, the video game itself, is a game for kids. So let's be adults.
Peace.
Later.
Pancham.